Merry Christmas, everybody. Welcome to another segment of Christian Conservative Radio with your host, Pastor Bob Peterson, and myself, Spokane City Councilman Mike Fagan. Tell you something, Pastor Bob, Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Well, I'll tell you, Jesus is the reason for the season.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you, Christian Conservative Radio believes in Jesus. And,
you betcha.
And everything we do, we focus on what does God want us to do? How does he want us to stand in the gap? And so it's such a blessing, you know, to know all about these things. You know, Christian Conservative Radio was formed to bring together and empower like-minded Christians who will be active in safeguarding our freedom and way of life in our cities, counties, states, and country. These like-minded Christians will unite under the auspices of the Holy Bible, prayer and fellowship, and the Christian Conservative Creed.
Oh, you bet. And that Christian Conservative Creed, ladies and gentlemen, is a set of values that all of us Christians and others can rally around. And we believe in the triune of God, the Father, His only Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, freedom, the Constitution, states' rights, justice, individual rights, the right to life, marriage, and I will be clear, folks, the union of one man and one woman, personal responsibility, national security, fiscal responsibility, and finally, support for Israel, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, we know that we've got some brand new listeners out there. Folks, you got to reach out to your friends, family, congregation members, co-workers. Let them know that Pastor Bob and I are here every Saturday at noon, as well as 5:30 p.m. right here on 106.5 FM, as well as five other affiliate stations. We are heard all over Eastern Washington, Western Montana, Northern Idaho, Northeastern Oregon. And folks, as we always encourage you to do, please log on, check out this organization. This organization is there to serve you, provide you with that resource information, podcasts from previous broadcasts of Christian Conservative Radio. And you can do that by going to www.rallyright.org. You can give us a call in case you can't do that internet thing at 208-987-0005. Pastor Bob?
Well, Christian Conservative Radio, you know, we believe in the triune God, the Father, His only Son, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. And those three are one. And we are solid Christian. We're into solid Christian values. I'm into the inerrancy of the Bible. I do not believe in this liberal thing that you can interpret the Bible any way you want. It pretty much speaks out pretty straight. There's some times where things in the Bible may be up to a little bit of interpretation or things, but most of the time I find the Bible says exactly what it means and God tells you exactly what he means. And right now, for this reason, for the season, I'd like to talk about the deity of Jesus Christ. He wasn't an invented being. Jesus Christ is part of the Trinity. He was here from the very beginning. In Genesis, it said in the scripture, let us. The word was Elohim, meaning the plural of God. The three in the one were there in the beginning at the very foundation of the earth. Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, no beginning, no end, all the way through. And so it's so important to understand the power of this season right now and the power of Jesus Christ. In John chapter 1, it says, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and He was in the beginning with God. And all things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was the life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Can you imagine this world without Jesus Christ coming 2,000 years ago and how dark this world would be in all darkness? I mean, you remember that movie on TV, Mike, called A Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart?
Oh, you bet.
He said, I wished I was never born, right? And everything turns dark and evil in this movie, you know?
It sure does.
And so we can't even know how much Jesus Christ has influenced everything that has taken effect. And so this time we've got special guests today. We've got people who are going to talk about the birth of Jesus. But I'll tell you, we believe in the Bible, the values as a Christian, and then we also support Christian conservative leaders. And we've been very influential in helping Christian conservative leaders get elected to office by just giving them a voice. And it is so inspiring to hear all of these things. And so, Mike, I'll tell you, it's just a great thing that's happened.
Oh, you betcha. I'll tell you, you are absolutely correct. And, you know, just think about it, Pastor Bob. If we didn't have Jesus Christ, we wouldn't be here talking to the listeners out there. You and I, we'd probably be in the gulag somewhere, don't you think?
So.
I could just imagine, and only imagine, ladies and gentlemen, that anarchy would reign. To me, it's almost unimaginable what would happen if we didn't have the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, if we didn't have our Judeo-Christian roots in this great nation of ours. It's just absolutely unimaginable.
Well, all the inspiration, everything we got. So in our Christian conservative creed, you know, the things about this program, it's about us as Christians, but it's about our country, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people right now are very concerned as Christians for our country. Our rights are slipping away. Our freedoms are slipping away, and we know that perfect freedom comes from the power of Jesus Christ. And so the freedom of this nation and everything it was based on, the Constitution, all these things that we read here already in the Creed are all those things that we're concerned about. And it seems like so many people rally around these things today of Christians concerned about their future.
Yeah, you betcha.
Happening.
Well, I'll tell you something, Pastor Bob. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I shared a little bit of a quote with the listeners out there. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to share this once again because this is so applicable to what is going on. We are a Christian nation. We do have Judeo-Christian roots in this nation. And I'll tell you something. History continues to repeat itself over and over again. It's like we are just so embroiled in that thing that we call insanity. But and I'll tell you something else, too, ladies and gentlemen. A pastor from back in the early 1800s recognized this. So what we're going through today, they were going through the same thing back then, just slightly different circumstances, etc. And that quote goes something like this. The time has come for Christians to vote for honest men and take consistent ground in politics, or the Lord will curse them. God cannot sustain this free and blessed country, which we love and pray for, unless the church and Christians will take right ground. Politics are a right of religion in such a country as this, and Christians must do this duty to their country as part of this duty to God. God will bless or curse this nation according to the course Christians take in politics.
Well, can you imagine over the thousands of years, so many people have only desired to have what we have in this country with our freedoms.
No doubt.
And now they're trying to take them away from us because, man, the United States has stood as the light in the world. And through it, look at how many ministries have spread the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world.
You bet. But yet on the other side of the coin there, Pastor Bob, let's not lose sight of the fact that up until this point in history, there has been so much negativity thrown at Christians. There are people out there. There are issues out there. There are organizations out there that are trying to tear us from under. We are morally bankrupt in this great United States of America. And again, it just behooves Christians to wake up. Look up to the Lord. Follow his plan. Let him speak to your heart. And we might be able to do something about turning this nation around.
Well, I'll tell you, I think there's nothing wrong with celebrating the birth of Christmas, you know, the birth of Jesus Christ. And it says in Luke chapter 2, verse 8 here, it says, now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you that you will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of heaven and hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. What a birthday party.
Oh, know? Absolutely.
I mean,
man.
It was the birth of Jesus, and all of heaven opened the skies. And who did he come to? The kings of the earth? To the shepherds in the field.
Absolutely.
To the people God was going to work with everyone, you know?
You bet. Well, Pastor Bob, you know, we are running on that time clock right now, and I know that we've got a bunch of special guests in the studio that are going to be following each other. But let's go ahead and see what we can do about starting that round robin. And I'll tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, you know, this voice that you're going to be hearing from here in the next couple of minutes is one that you have heard from in the past. Her name is Miss Cindy Zapataki. So welcome, Cindy.
Thank you.
Oh, you bet. Again, it's all about the reason for the season here, Cindy. And, you know, one of the things that Pastor Bob and I wanted to see what we could do is have our special guests kind of share some of their special Christmas moments. So can you do that for us?
Well, I guess it's Christmas morning, and I'm thinking about how hugely blessed our generation has been. When I was a little girl, my parents didn't have a lot of material things. I was born in Shelton, which was a little logging town over by Olympia, and my mother was a stay-at-home mom, and my dad was a teacher. And I can remember a Christmas, and I knew that things were really tight around our house, and my mother and father got me this really pretty doll, and I'll never forget how exciting it was. We didn't have a lot of presents under the tree, but we had these special things that my parents had worked so hard to buy for us. And my mother had had a lady sew all these clothes for this little doll, and it was just such a treat. Now I look back and I realize how hard my parents had to work just to give their two daughters a few little things at Christmas time. Today, I think we're so prosperous in this country. We're almost buried under presents and material things and shopping and spending. But it hasn't been that long ago when most Americans weren't swamped with a lot of material things, that money was not flowing the way it is today, and money was precious. And I just realize now as an adult how hard my parents had to work to buy some of those little treats for us. And now that my mother passed away this year again, I guess I'm appreciating more what that generation gave us.
Mm-hmm. You bet. Pastor Bob?
Well, I'll tell you, I when I was younger, you know, there was a lot of things going on for Christmas. But you know what? Even as a child, I just always was focused on Jesus Christ. I was brought up in a Christian family and Christian ideals. And I'll tell you, I just I have always recognized as a great holiday. You know, I know, and you out in the audience know maybe, that Jesus wasn't born on December 25th. We don't know when he was born. But you know what? I don't have a problem picking a day and saying this is the day we're going to honor the birth of Jesus Christ. And I had all kinds of family moments when I was a kid, and all the gathering together, the family. Almost all of my relatives have passed away. My mother died when I was when she was 50, and but I have all the good memories of when I was a kid, and how all the blessings of it all, and I've always focused on. But you know, I'll tell you, it's important to honor Jesus Christ every day of the week. But I'll tell you, it's good to honor his birthday.
Oh, you bet. Well, I'll tell you something. You know, one of the more memorable Christmas memories for me would be basically this last Christmas. You know, just recently became a grandfather. And one of the things that I really, really regretted was during my younger working life, it was all about, you know, taking care of the family, et cetera, and so forth. And so much so, you put the blinders on, and I know that you listeners out there can relate to this. You put the blinders on, snap the fingers, next thing you know, your children are grown up and they've moved out of the house. Well, I'll tell you, that was a regret I was going to carry with me to my grave. And, you know, since becoming a Christian with the help of Pastor Bob and Cindy, life has totally changed for me. It really has. I'm now taking the proper place in my family as the religious and spiritual leader of the family, something that my wife had filled the role in. And, you know, if you recall, one of the reasons why I didn't take that step was because I didn't feel that I was worthy enough. And I'm telling you something, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to feel that way. God will take anybody, okay? We are the fishers of men, and we turn them over to him to be cleaned. And, you know, this last Christmas, I really, really celebrated my grandchildren, and it was wonderful. Now that I'm sitting in a proper place, now that I'm following God's plan, now I know that I've got him with his hand on my shoulder every time I do battle in his name on the city council. Life has just been totally different. It's been absolutely wonderful.
Well, Mike, you're ahead of me. I'll tell you, I got a Christmas present coming. I got two grandchildren coming on the way, so I'll be a grandpa for the first time. So it's going to be a blessing this year, you know. And so I guess that's my big Christmas present this year, you know. And
well, I'll tell you something, Pastor Bob. You know, we have just recently been joined by a couple of other special guests here.
Yes.
None other than Mr. Tom Reed, who happens to be the owner and proprietor of KTRW, which is AM 630 on the dial, as well as 106.5 FM KSPO. Welcome, Tom.
Well, you've done very well remembering those call letters, Mike. I just wanted to drop in on your Christmas program and say congratulations, because you two, in starting this program, have done a great deal to encourage Christians to become involved in the political spectrum and to have an understanding that Christianity and politics are not dirty words when combined. It's a positive, and we must get involved, and you've done a great job. Your other guest, I'd like to say a very special Merry Christmas to. She's all dressed in red in the studio today. Cindy is one of those people who puts her funds where her convictions are. And, Bob, I think that if we had more Christians that did that, the battle would be won. Now, as to the most memorable Christmas, I would have to say my most memorable Christmas was the Christmas morning, as Bob Hope used to say, not all that long ago, when my mother was taken to the hospital and I was born. And for years people said, oh, you were born on Christmas. That's terrible. You only get one gift. And my response has always been through the years, well, does anyone put up a tree on your birthday? So, Merry Christmas, and keep up the good work in the new year.
Oh, you bet. Thank you so very much, Mr. Tom Reed. And we definitely want to bring into the picture another special guest here. This guy, his name is Joe Spinelli. He is the magic man, ladies and gentlemen. He is the technician that makes all of this stuff come together, edit for flow. He's the guy that makes those mistakes go away. He is the man. Joe, welcome to the Christian Conservative Radio.
Oh, thank you very much.
You bet. Well, how about a little something from you on what your most memorable Christmas has been?
Well, that would have to be probably 2004 when my niece, she was 8 years old, came over and spent Christmas and New Year's with us. And since I'm not married, I don't have any kids, we went and a couple movies and did a lot of shopping together and had a real great time. The only thing that... she wanted to come over because she wanted to play in the snow. Well, unfortunately, 2004, we got 1.5 inches, and I think that was probably, up to this day, still the least year that we had snow. So she was a little disappointed because she lives on the coast, and the snow they get doesn't even last a day most of the time. So, but other than that, it was a great time, and like I said, since I don't have kids, it was fun to do something with her, and so I had a great time.
Wonderful. Well, I'll tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, just think about it. Just stop for a minute. Flip those blinders over. Take a deep breath. Think about what your most memorable Christmas memory has been. And let's not forget, who is the reason for the season?
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, before Joe goes, I just want to thank Joe for all the good work he's done on this program. He edits everything, puts it together. Of course, we hardly ever edit a show, but he puts it all together to make sure it's all on the right time and does all those good things. We do the show straight through, but he's done a great job for us and just a blessing to us all.
Well, Joe is a very patient man, and he's a servant to all of us. And Joe, I don't know how you do it.
Over here,
I hope so.
Oh, man.
We want you to keep doing great things on ACN, let me tell you.
Well, thank you very much.
He's turning red over there.
Yeah.
Well, that's great, Joe. Hey, we have another guest with us today, State Representative Ron Mendive. And he's a Christian conservative, been on the program in prior things, and he works in the state of Idaho as a rep. And boy, I'll tell you, Ron, what's your memory there?
Well, actually, every Christmas is unique. And as we go older, you know, life has seasons. And now I'm in the season of grandchildren. And what a blessing. And the youngest will be about 18 months on Christmas. Each one, as we've watched them go through Christmas time, is just a real special blessing, and a blessing of life, and the blessing we've been given them, and the gift of eternal life through Jesus. And that helps you to remember that. So, Lord, I just thank him for that day and the things he did for us. And I just want everyone to enjoy those times that you can have with your family. We do live in the freest, greatest country on the planet. We've been blessed, and we need to appreciate those blessings, work to keep it free. And I would like to especially thank those people who are separated at this time, the servicemen and women who are away from their families. I'd like to just wish them all a Merry Christmas, and we appreciate your service to this great nation. And thank you.
Oh, thank absolutely. You, and thank you so very very much for your service also, Ron, for sure. I'll tell you something, Pastor Bob. You know, those grandchildren really have an interesting effect on grandparents. So I'm telling you, I'm going to congratulate you early on, because it is definitely going to be something that you are truly going to enjoy.
Well, I've now graduated to the old guy's discount when you go through Del Taco now, you too. And so it's kind of nice, man. You get a dollar off your meal everywhere, man. So I guess having grandkids and getting old isn't so bad, you know?
Oh, you bet.
But it's a blessing. Well, Cindy, do you have more you'd like to share today? You always have such good words, you know, about Christmas and about the things going on in your family. And you've been a blessing to all of us and support. And, you know, you've been so influential in Spokane and helping get Christian conservatives elected to office. You were former chair of the Republican Party here. And God has just done so many things that thank you for asking me to do the service for your mother when she passed, you know, and I went out to Olympia there. And but I'll tell you, Cindy, what, you know, it must be, you've gone through some hardship, but what would you like to say, Cindy?
Well, I just, as I sit here and we talk about this, it comes to my mind that we're all part of a continuum. We owe a lot to the people that came before us, and we have a responsibility, I think, to carry on and to do a good job to try to bring peace and freedom to this country. I'm really grateful for people like Ron Mendive, who are willing to serve, and he alluded to the service people that are overseas and even in our country that serve their country. We can't do it alone. Nobody can do all the jobs that need to be done to make our country healthy and keep our children happy. And it takes a community that really cares about each other. So I guess what I'm thinking this whole Christmas season is that I am grateful for the people that came before us. I'm grateful for the people that work with us today to keep us on track and hold us accountable and pray for us and run for office and do the work of getting people elected. It takes a lot of people to keep a country moving.
Yes, it truly does. That is for sure. Pastor Bob, it looks like you've got a passage for us.
Well, I just want to continue on. After that, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men, when the whole heavens opened up. Can you imagine standing in front of the heavens and praising God and all of the multitude of heaven, the angels? You know, I mean, do you know the angels? I mean, they take and like make little angels with little wings, and they put them on candles or on your mantle, you know, and they call them cherubims, you know, cherubs, you know. But do you know a cherub is a powerful angel? A cherub has the power to devastate the whole face of the whole earth. But yet God has made their servants to God and to us, you know. And yet these angels come before God in the presence. And I can imagine, I would, when I leave this life and God shows us everything, I want to see that scene.
Well, you know, Pastor Bob, I was going to say, I can't imagine what it would look like standing there in front of the pearly gates, but I can't wait to get there, buddy.
Well, that's it. And so it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see the thing that has come to pass, which his Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Man, I can just imagine that scene. It was beautiful. And now when they had seen him, they made widely known, saying which was told them concerning the child. And all those who heard it marveled of all the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and as it was told them. And boy, I'll tell you, I'm praising God for all that he's done for me and my family, and for all the things he's done for all of us.
Absolutely. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, Cindy, we got about a minute left in today's broadcast. Could you close us in prayer, please?
I would love to. Thank you. Lord, we are very grateful today for everything you've done for us. You continue to be faithful, even though some of us aren't faithful. We do sinful things. We hurt our family members. We say things we shouldn't say. But we know when we come before you and we're humble, that you forgive that and you put our feet on a right path and you help us to have a right heart. So as we remember what Jesus did for us, help us all to also to remember that we need to be like Jesus. We need to serve the poor and the broken and the confused in our community. We need to not forget those who are struggling just like we have at various times in our lives. So show us those, Father, who need our help in this community. May this be a compassionate community that loves others and serves others and wishes the best for everyone else. Jesus, we're very grateful for what you did, and may more people know you in the coming year. And in your name, Jesus, we pray gratefully. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, as we walk on out that door, please check us out at www.rallyright.org. We've posted some podcasts there from previous broadcasts that you can access, as well as resource information. If you can't do the internet thing, give us a call at 208-987-0005. And all you fathers and grandfathers out there, grab the family, glorify and praise God. Give the family a great big hug and a kiss. Tell them you love them. Take them somewhere nice. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.